Well, good morning again. This is the first time that I have been this motivated to do a part two of the same episode of my podcast. So, let's see what's going on out here. Nice day. Sun is still not... Ooh, it's cold outside, you guys. Oh my goodness. Wow. We had a storm. I'd say there's no need for this fan at this point. Anyways, I don't feel like I got everything out. And also, it's really... welcome to Pin Up Talk with host Diana Prince. Sorry for that. It's about 5:20 in the morning. So I just did an hour of my podcast. And gosh, maybe opening the balcony door wasn't a good idea. I didn't know it was that chilly out there, you guys. But I really ran out of time. At the end of the last episode, so I wanted to continue it. So, you know, fashion is definitely my passion. If that could be my motto, that would be my, if I could have one and only motto, that would be it. I'm definitely not that passionate about all of the modern fashion. I mean, who is? Because there's so much out there. It's just like when you're describing an era. Like the 1940s, there were different styles within that era. The beginning of the 40s, what was popular were different styles than were popular at the end of the 40s, and so on and so forth. So, excuse me. I keep thinking about school and why it'll be 2 years in December, why I've dedicated myself to school and invested money to go to school and the time. And, you know, I'd say heartache, heartbreak, just because, you know, you want to get straight A's, you know, you want to pass with flying colors. And there were some challenges along the way for me, but I'd say I happily accepted them. I did not happily accept a B that I received one time on a project in school. And although I felt, yes, I deserved it, that B, because of a couple of reasons, I just also just didn't agree with all of the feedback that that specific instructor gave me. Anyhow, I made it through, and I loved the challenges, you know, to be honest, when I was going to the New York Institute of Art and Design. I never thought that I would miss that school. When I graduated, I was so relieved and so happy because it was difficult. It wasn't just, you know, reading quickly and answering some questions. No, I had to do projects for every single unit, and oh my God, the projects were mind-boggling. I mean, seriously, I felt like I was really, really in school, and I was. The New York Institute of Art and Design is a very popular school. It is one of the number one schools that you can go to online for fashion and for many other things. And it definitely was not cheap, but it took a long time. It took me, I think like about 14 months. I'm trying to think. Something like that. Under a year and a half or so. And I never thought that I would miss it, but I find myself not missing the projects, but just, I don't know. It was just really nice to be assigned to do something specific and to be able to receive feedback from a professional. And it was nice getting all of those A's, meaning that I was excelling because I'm not even involved in modern fashion. But the fundamentals was something that I wanted to learn. I also learned a lot about things like closet auditing, being a personal shopper. I learned about different body shapes. I learned about just the history of so many garments, you know, dating back to the 1800s. And I learned the process in which someone goes to when they're a personal stylist, because that's what the course was, personal styling. So I learned so many things that I started applying right away. I mean, literally, as soon as I would have my next client, I was applying things that I learned. But, you know, I feel And again, I charge the rates I charge. Everybody who owns a business, we charge what we charge. So there's no, well, you know, I'm giving her a deal, she should have paid me more, or if they valued you work more, they'd offer you more. That's not the way things work. That's not the way. If I go to somebody and I want to provide a service, I'm going to pay them what they charge. And often, if it's something that somebody's doing for free, I'm definitely going to tip them if it's something that is basically benefiting me only. But anyways, I just don't feel like, and again, I'm just freshly out of school, and then I started taking all of these other courses, and I've gained like 3 more certifications since I gained that certification and graduated from the New York Institute of Art and Design. So I think about like why I'm doing those things, why did I do those things, and the fact that I've implemented them, but yet I haven't really been getting paid for them. Now, appreciating someone, it's like it's a requirement, it's a must for the majority of us. You know, your clients love your work, they pay for your work, but I don't feel like, well, appreciation doesn't pay the bills, but you know, if they're a client, they're obviously paying. But I just don't feel like the services that I have been utilizing, like that people have been utilizing, that I've been offering, that I went to school to be certified in, they're often used and never paid for. And what I mean is I'm not adding that into my fee. You know, and I honestly, I'm sure a lot of people who own their own business or who are independent stylists, independent photographers, go through this all the time. Like, you know, I'd rather be working than not working. You know, I'd rather be making some money than not making any. As an artist, I'd rather be creating than to not be creating at all. But at some point, it's like, you know, we've all asked ourselves, you know, would I do this if it weren't for the money? Would I do this at this rate that I'm being paid if I didn't have to, if I didn't have bills to pay, if I didn't feel the need to create? You know, you can create, it doesn't mean that it's going to end up paying. You can create something that may end up bringing you an opportunity to get paid later, and you had to create that to showcase your work, to network, to be seen, to build your brand, to interact with your fans, to show a company what you can do. But then, you know, there are things that we are doing. There might be a direct service that we're providing and we're not charging for it. We're not getting paid for that. And I really started to think about that when I think about school. So, you know, I've made an executive decision today. And like I said, it always stems from when my academy slows down, when I have a lot of cancellations, or when I've been working with someone for a long time and they financially can't afford to work with me anymore, or they decided to stop doing pinup. Like I said, there's a million reasons when you cater to the public and you have your own home business, that you have a turnover rate. And modeling and photography, I think a lot of stylists and photographers have returning clients, but it may be returning clients you see twice a year, 3 times a year, once a year. It may not be somebody that you're going to see all the time. So, you know, I have myself in a position where I really was depending on that. And whenever financial hardships come my way, because I do have my own bills and I do have things that I like to invest in every single month. And I have to buy supplies to do hair. I have to buy tools when they no longer work. Excuse me. And along the way, I've invested in lighting, cameras, backdrops, props, and lots of clothes. So, you know, I just started to think about that. I've been thinking about that. And that's the reason why my rates for my academy have went up again. But see, the thing is, I'm not really worried about my returning clients paying the increase, because it's not a huge increase. And if anybody appreciates me, it's obviously people who continue to return shoot after shoot after shoot, especially those where they've never done any pinup shoots except for through me. especially those that do not know how to do their own pinup hair, do not have the wardrobe, and have, you know, do not have the money to go work with somebody who has a studio, pinup wardrobe, pinup stylist, pinup props, pinup, you know, sets, and can get them published if they don't have the money to hire somebody like that. So, you know, I've always tried to cater to the public and thinking about the models who are just beginning and the budget that they may be on, because that's why my, you know, I put the word academy in my title, the Diana Prince Pinup Academy. Title includes the word academy. Academy means school, learning. It usually means people who are just beginning. So I don't, you know, expect to have clients that can actually afford a really, really high price right away. But the thing is, you always have to invest. But like I said, my rates are my rates. Nobody's forcing me. But I definitely did not work my ass off, bust my ass, going to school, the money that was spent for school, and then continuing my education, which costs more money and more time, and gain these certifications with my name on it, and gaining, I already have the experience in the field that I'm going to be in. I definitely did not do that, and I have not been working for 5 years establishing my brand and gaining experience, paying my dues, and getting my work published, and just styling dozens and dozens of models, just to end up charging the same that I've been charging since day one or since last year. It doesn't make any sense. You know, most people that go to school are going to school to enhance their worth and their value and their skills so they can make more money, bottom line. And so they can have the requirements, so they can have the knowledge that they need. And if you have to be certified to do something, they have the certifications they need. So I'm one of those people. And like I said, I know that my returning clients appreciate me. I know clients that did one shoot and just couldn't ever afford to do another one. I know they appreciate me as well, but it comes down to financially, you know. Like I said in my last episode covering the same topic, there's like a slow season, and then there's a busy season, and then there's like middle ground for photographers, for pinup photographers specifically. And, you know, the summer's rough. The summer can be rough. I think the summer is the roughest part. But I wanted to, and I began implementing a plan. I wanted to design my academy as far as my styling. I wanted to specifically work with just a couple of people. I don't want to have, I haven't had group shoots with 6 girls, 9 girls. I don't post in groups looking for models every day and spending the time going back and forth and trying to book new models. I just don't do that anymore. And it really comes down to me focusing and concentrating my efforts on being a personal stylist. I'm a personal stylist, a personal pinup stylist for 3 models. On an ongoing basis. And that's what they come to me for. That's what I'm there for. They don't have anyone else for that. And I've been their only pinup stylist for the most part. And it's an ongoing thing. It's something that I like to do. I wish I could see them more. I wish they had more time. I wish they could afford to be involved more in the pinup industry and utilize my services. But that's what I really decided that I want to do. I've just went through so much heartache and trial and error and live and learn, and it just wasn't worth the stress, because I realized that 90% of my clients have been, and probably always it will be, amateur and aspiring pinups. So there's a lot that comes with that. I don't expect everyone to know everything. I don't expect for people who've never been on the business side to be 110% prepared and professional all the time. And again, the word academy means learning and teaching. If someone is willing to learn, if someone is willing to take feedback, advice from a professional, constructive criticism and tips and guidance, then that's what I feel like I'm best at doing. I'm not best just being a stylist, unless that's exactly what I'm going to be paid for. And see, that's what I mean. You know, I look at my rates, and then I look at the rates of people who are not even the top professionals, but people who are educated, who are certified and experienced, that are offering hairstyling. And what I charge to photograph, to style and photograph, is what people charge to just do hair or to just do makeup. And there is no advice on the business. There is no connections. There is no networking. There is no wardrobe. There are no photo shoots. There's no photographer. You just pay, you get your hair done, you love it, you leave. And again, you know, I know what my niche is. I know what I'm offering that other people aren't offering. I know what the basis of my academy began on and how it stood, how it's been standing. So I know, I feel my rates have to still be low, fairly low. But what I'm focusing on is charging for every single service that someone takes advantage of, that they utilize. Because I have models that have rarely borrowed wardrobe. They've pretty much every single shoot, they have their own wardrobe. So why would the package rate that they're paying reflect and be the same as someone who is borrowing wardrobe to wear and model in every single shoot? I have, on the other end, I have clients that rarely have had their own clothes. And then I've had people that are in the middle. I've had girls from the beginning offer to do their own hair. The reason why I'm not comfortable with that is because they're not living a pinup lifestyle. They haven't been involved in pinup for years. They don't know how to do these styles. They're basically just trying to see if they can get a cheaper rate. And I don't really want my name and my brand on something that isn't quality and isn't pinup. I'm not saying I can do every pinup style fabulously, because I can't. But the ones I can do, I think my clients enjoy. I enjoy them. They get published. I've never had anyone, an editor or publisher of a magazine, tell me it was because of the styling that my client did not get their images published or chosen. Never. Knock on wood, not one single time, including myself. Styling has never been a question. I've never had a photographer tell me that they think my styling could have been better or even different. So I'm pretty confident, and I've improved on certain styles that I started doing 5 years ago. Of course I've improved on them. That's what people do over the course of time, when you do as many heads of hair as I do, you know, every month. But anyways, so I've been thinking about it, and I want my rates to reflect on every service that somebody is requesting, that I'm doing, that I'm providing. Because, you know, there are some girls out there that can do pinup hairstyles, and it's like, okay, if you want me to provide wardrobe and photograph you, there's no reason I should turn money like that down. Now, do I see a huge demand for that? No. But on the rare occasion that someone says, I can do my own pinup hair, you know, I can do my hair in a pinup hairdo, I have the clothing, I just want photography, I feel like that's a service that I can definitely do. And it's something that should not be at as high of a rate as somebody who's getting their hair done and borrowing clothing. What about somebody who wants their hair done but has their own clothes? What about somebody who wants their hair done, needs clothing? Well, there you go. I'm never going to offer, well, I don't ever plan to offer makeup services. But I just feel like, instead of, you know, feeling in a way that I'm getting the short end of the stick, even though I'm charging what I charge and I'm not being forced to, and even though I know my clients appreciate me, I just feel like it makes sense. From a logical business standpoint, that obviously I invested money in school, time in school. Obviously I am certified in several areas that directly pertain to what I'm doing at my academy. So all I'm trying to do is just get paid for everything that I'm providing. period. And I think that the rates should reflect on that. And everybody, every photographer and stylist who has different packages, they all involve different things, including a different rate. And that's just something that I really want to focus on. And it just comes down to, like, really, you know, would I be doing hair, wardrobe, and photography at this rate if I didn't have to? Like, if I could afford to not do this, would I still be doing this? Would I still be charging this amount? That's what is starting to pop up in my mind. Especially when I get stressed out about money, it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't know. This little voice says, well, if I would have been charging more all along, but then maybe I wouldn't have had as many clients. Maybe I wouldn't have had the same returning clients. I just know that, you know, inflation every year, the cost of living goes up, and I do have my own bills, and it's just like my knowledge is more vast and I know more and I'm offering more things. I mean, just like artist development classes, wardrobe tests with me, things like that. These are extras. These are things that you're not getting these things when you go to other places and other studios. And if you are, believe me, their price is higher because of the fact that those services are included. And then there's packages where if you don't want a certain service, then the rate is lower. And then additional edits, things like that. I'm not thrilled, to be honest. I've never been thrilled about being a photographer. I'm blessed and so grateful that I was able to have the tools, the knowledge, the determination, and the insight to go ahead and do it, because otherwise, there's so many times I didn't have photographers for my academy clients. Much like now that I'm involved in the clothing and being a social media influencer, I have to be able to get content, quality content, out on a regular basis at a fast pace. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what's going on. And I can't wait on photographers. And there's no need for somebody to drive all the way out here to photograph me in an outfit for a company when I can take quality pictures on my own. All of my shoots that are for magazine publication are shot with a professional photographer. But for everything that I do the rest of the month and how I make my money and the agreements that I have with these companies, I have to have content fast. I have to have a lot, and I have to have it on a regular basis. I can't wait weeks to shoot. I can't wait weeks to get edits. It's just impossible. And it also holds up the rest of what I'm doing, you know, because I'm doing more than just that. And that's basically what I'm trying to get my head straight about and going full force on fashion, because I'm trained in fashion and different aspects of fashion. I'm educated, I'm experienced, and, established. So it's just about, okay, what am I going to utilize my time on? I just don't have the motivation to find a whole bunch of new clients, because like I said in my last episode, I've just went through so much. And you know, it's taking that chance when you have a public business and you're catering to the public, and you're working with amateurs and aspire, there's going to be mishaps, there's going to be unprofessionalism, and there's going to be a turnover rate. I mean, some of the most professional, wonderful people that I look forward to working with just financially cannot afford to work with me anymore, and that is why I'm not working with them. And it's like we're looking at each other like, damn, we miss working together, but there's nothing that can be done about that until they have the funding. So I've made some changes. I want to really, really focus on fashion and my position in it. I just went into a new agreement with a new company to be a clothing model and social media influencer for them. I'm so excited. This company is a pinup clothing company. They are already established. They're not humongous. I believe they have like 5,000 followers on their Facebook page. I love their clothing. Of course, I did the research first. I love the vibe that they put out there, because the pinup the industry has such a good vibe. You know, it's just such a pleasant, and it's for everyone. And so I love that vibe. You know, I love modern clothing and clothing companies, and products, you know, Eau Lavalée, Dove, all the things I've been trying out, whatever. But for a company to be specifically involved in pinup and then be clothing, I love it. I absolutely love it. And they don't, from what I saw upon my research, they don't sell anything that's any modern clothing. So it's just pinup, and I love it. Totally tailor-made for me. They're not a new company, but they are beginning a new service. So once again, they did not put out a casting. I didn't hear about an opening through word of mouth. I don't know the people who work there. They did not find me. I found the company. I looked at their clothes. I messaged them, and it was probably like 2 months ago, to go back in my inbox and check, but at our conversation, but it was a while ago. I think they may have saw the first message. I sent two messages and a picture, and they definitely saw them, and they never replied. I thought, okay, this is how it is. Even the ones that reply will direct you to the email. And then when you email them, they'll tell you that they don't have a position for you. And then there's people who you'll email them and then they do. And then there's people who will never get back to you. And then there's other companies that will get back to you, and they will actually start to talk to you and do, you know, start to go over part of the agreement, via Facebook inbox messenger. So, they didn't get back to me. I figured, okay, whatever. I was on like a list of companies I was contacting on eBay for my initial contact with them. And lo and behold, I wake up yesterday and I get a message reply saying, wow, sorry, I missed this. Does the offer still stand? And, you know, I'm totally interested. Thank you. And I was like, wow, really? Then they start asking me what my rates are for doing something like this. I'm like, okay, we're starting off on a really good foot here. They wanted to know what my services are, how much do I charge individually, what I can offer, how I can help them. And they told me that they were starting a new campaign. They were starting a new service that they're going to be offering, a monthly service to their subscribers and their customers. And they want to, they're going to start an ad campaign, and they need someone to be in the ads. And it reminded me of Dax Hair Care, the hair care company that I also model for, and I'm a social media influencer for them. Same exact situation, except for this is a big, huge company that's well known, Dax is. But there was no casting put out. I don't know the people who work there. They didn't find me, you know. I just took the initiative and I messaged them. The timing was right, which is really important. But for the timing to be right, to take full advantage of an opportunity, you have to be ready. So I have my blog ready, as I suggested doing, with all of, not all, but lots of pictures of me being a clothing and a product model. Not of anything else, but specifically those type of pictures. Plus some information on me. And then I have my resume, my little resume typed up, and I have a cover letter. I've never had to use a cover letter because, you know, once one of these businesses contacts me and I start communicating, I just go right from there. I don't wait and say, well, let me send you this. Once I get their time, I utilize it and I show them that it's important. If they say email them, I get off Facebook and email them right away. If they say, you know, can we please see your social media accounts? Can we please, boom, I give it to them right away. So I've been prepared for every opportunity, and I feel like I've created these opportunities in a way, but who knows who these companies would have went to, if they would have went to anyone. You know, maybe they're not that far along in their planning stages yet, and so I just happened to come along at the right time. I had the right look, I had the right social media numbers, and I'm involved in a business that either their products and clothing are involved in, or something that my connections and look and everything that I do within pinup would bring them business and bring them the kind of content that they need for their followers that are not necessarily involved in pinup and vintage. So I show them everything. They see my activity. They see my interaction. They see what I'm producing. They see my social media numbers. And with Dax, they just began their brand new line. This is a huge company that like my family's used since I was a kid. Then this company, this clothing company here, they've been around for a minute. Their social media number, their following is not huge, but they have a big enough audience and consumer base where they're starting a new service. So I'm lucky I'll be a part of a brand new service, a brand new campaign ad. And who knows how they would have gotten it or who they would have chosen had I not messaged them, had they not checked the message. And now 2 months later, they're prepared. There are people who say, oh, well, we've been thinking about that. We'll let you know, or I would love to, but I can't afford to send you stuff. And it's like, these people are not ready. You know, I'm ready when I approach these companies. I purposely said, well, I'm excited to do this. But I told myself, Candy, wait. Get your blog together with the type of images you need. Get your resume typed up. Get your cover letter together. You know, get what you need as far as your social media numbers. Get them up there before you start approaching these companies. Because I've been on 43 covers and I've been published 700 times. It doesn't really hold that much merit, especially when you're working with a company that has nothing to do with pinup. But anyway, so both of those opportunities came along because these companies were starting a new campaign. Then I have the company like Atomic Jane. They're huge. They have almost 300,000 followers. They've been around for a while. They sell more than pinup clothing. It looks like they have at least one other gal that is modeling more their gothic type of stuff and steampunk type of stuff. But for the most part, every single image that they have are of professional models in the clothing that they sell that were most likely booked and done through an agent and could have been done years and years ago. But these are product shots of what they're already selling. That's how they sell. They've been selling. That's how they have the 300,000 followers and all the customers they have. So they were not starting a new campaign. They're not necessarily bringing anything new in that is different than as far as like a different part of the routine. Like they always get new items in, and they always have images, professional images of those items from the manufacturer or from, you know, the companies that they're buying those clothing from, those garments from. So why they're hiring me, why they've sent me hundreds of dollars worth of things per shipment is because they want content of different looking people, not the same models as they have. They want their content with me in it specifically. And they liked, you know, the fact that I'm heavily involved in pinup and pinup publication, et cetera, et cetera. So with them, it wasn't necessarily them being a new company. It's not necessarily them starting a new ad campaign. It was just like they really wanted to start doing more on their Instagram, and they really wanted to start having different looking, different size models, and you know, all the extras, like the different hairstyles and locations and the accessories and things that I put with all these outfits. They really, really love it. And see, then this is when I feel like I'm utilizing my education by putting together outfits, by building sets and being a creative director, by being a stylist. And I'm actually getting paid from doing, and yeah, I get paid from the clients, but when things are slow at my academy, I start to think about all of the education and my talent and my skill. And it's like, I should be getting paid for this. I should be utilizing this more so on a regular basis. And there's so many ways of doing it. When I look at all of my careers and titles, my academy has just become smaller and smaller of a title and of importance. It's important to me, and it's top on my list financially. And that's why it does get discouraging. But I know that I can replace that money or make up for lost money that I was expecting from my academy by really focusing on fashion, modeling for companies that are going to send me things, clothing that I can model in, give them the content, sell it. It's 100% profit because I didn't have to pay for those clothes. I can do videos and get paid once I get 10,000 followers on my YouTube channel. But anyway, there's so many ways. I've often taken clothing and saved it for my models because I know that it's investment, but I have a wardrobe room, an entire room filled with clothes. There is no need, you know, need to keep stacking it. When it's Christmas, I have Christmas stuff. You know, when it's summer, I have 30 pinup bathing suits. You know, when it's military pinup time, I have actual military pinup costumes or uniforms and costumes. I mean, those are things that I've had. Those are things I would never sell again. Just like certain wardrobe staples, you know, the black tutu and, you know, black jacket, the little black dress, things like that, I would never sell. But I would never ask for them or buy them because I already have them. But there's so many things that I'm being sent and just things that I've bought for myself to do one photo shoot in. And instead of using them for the academy, because things are slow and I'm only working with not even a handful of models on a regular basis, I just feel like it makes more sense to sell those things and make my money for my time, because I did model them. And even if a company were to send me items and we have an agreement with money, or we have an agreement with me making a profit, et cetera, et cetera. My point is that these clothes, I'm getting an abundance of them. I only have one room, one wardrobe room, and so many things are just so easily sold, and I can sell them so easy. And models also buy things that they see here and that they've tried on or modeled in. So I want to focus on that. I really do. I have no desire to become a fashion buyer for a boutique or to become a personal stylist at, you know, a department store. I mean, the desire's there because of the position that I would hold and what I would be doing, but I can do that on my own, and I have been doing it on my own. It's about getting paid. It's about charging. It's about having separate fees for all of the services I provide. It's about every single thing that's utilized and taken advantage of being paid for. You know, it's about me focusing my time on things that are more for sure things and that are just constantly bringing me money. With, you know, my academy, again, there's a turnover rate, there's a busy season, there's a slow season, there's a middle ground. I just don't feel like I can depend on it. I stress about it. And I don't feel like I can create any more opportunities than the ones I already have. I feel like I've exhausted them. There's always going to be models brand new to pinup, and you know, that's how I find my models on Facebook and clients on Facebook. And I'm sure there'll be more to come. For 5 years, I've never not had new clients at least once a month. So that's great. But even if financially I was able to stay afloat, why wouldn't I want to go further? Why wouldn't I want to be paid for every service? Why wouldn't I want to charge more? Why wouldn't I want, you know, newer clients? But at the same time, there's so many other things that I can be doing. And so that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I've been doing. But I'm really going to go full force on it more. These companies that are hiring me, they all love the fact and are impressed with the fact that I graduated from the New York Institute of Art and Design and that I have my certifications in several areas. You can tell by my work. They love seeing my blogs, even if I'm not wearing things that they've sent me to model in or to do product reviews on. And I really think that they love my creativity, and they love that I'm constantly producing and I'm constantly interacting with my public, with social media. So that's where my focus is, and I'm really glad that I did my podcast episode before this and then continued with this one, because it just puts everything all in perspective for me and my mind mentally, because I have so many things going on. But, you know, like I said, fashion is my passion, and I really do love modeling. I love modeling clothes. I love putting together outfits. Excuse me. So, you know, it always motivates me to run over to eBay and start selling whenever I take a loss financially. But at the same time, if I had been doing it all along, I would have already had the extra income. So when I do take a loss, I wouldn't be scrambling to post things. But it's easy. You know, I have so many clothes. I have the means to take pictures, or I already have the pictures in them. And to post them and list them is easy. Package them, send them off. It's all easy. It just takes work. It's just like what a lot of the things I do. The hardest thing has been school. One of the hardest things is to get on board as a social media influencer with a lot of these companies. It's still a work in progress for me, even though I keep landing, and I'm so blessed, these jobs, these positions. And, you know, I have to give myself a pat on the back, because again, these were not opportunities that were put out there for anybody, you know. And at the same time, these were companies that did not know of me. So it's like, hi, here's me. And then they love it. They think I'm fabulous and they love what I'm doing. And it's just so much positive reinforcement involved, and there's money to be made no matter what my agreements are, because each agreement that I have with Atomic Jane Clothing, with Dax Hair Care, with Black Pearl Tress, which is the eyelash and hair extensions company, and now with this new company, which I'm going to announce soon, every single agreement is completely different, and they're all doing something different with the content that I provided. So, you know, it comes down to the big picture as far as what is in common. And what's in common is that I'm even more so directly involved in fashion. I mean, I've always felt like a model for a long time, because I used to get paid very well to do artistic nude modeling. And in Los Angeles, the photographers, you know, they've got the money. And even in San Diego, I was paid very, very well and on a regular basis by like two different photographers to model. So things changed in my career, but I still appreciate my photographers. Photography is a major part of everything I do. But when I look at, you know, just where I'm at, I kind of lost track there. I've never really, really felt as much as a professional model as I do now, and to be able to remove the title pinup and feel confident about saying that I'm a professional model. I've always, you know, I've had that title because I was paid, and this was before I was published. So I paid, published, established, you know, but representing companies that chose me, when I know for a fact that I'm not the only one that approaches these companies, I know for a fact that I'm not the only one that they think is appealing, that can sell their products, that's attractive to them. It's the same thing with being published, you know, the competition. So I'm proud, I'm excited, I'm grateful, hopeful, determined, and just really have to give it to myself for taking the initiative. But it really makes me feel like, wow, you know, I'm more than just a pinup model who's published. I'm more than just, you know, an established, you know, pinup stylist. It just goes beyond that. And I know for a fact that my training and that the knowledge that I've gained, it coincides and melts together with my creativity and my talent that I naturally have. And these companies are impressed by that, because I'm not just setting up my camera, throwing on the outfit and taking a few pictures and saying, here you go. And the companies that are considering hiring me can see that by the work that I'm putting out there already, you know, and currently putting out there, not last year, not 5 years ago, but pictures that I took yesterday, they're online now. And they're able to see the type of audience that I've built and that I'm engaging with on a regular basis and the things that I promote. So it all goes round and round, and it all goes full circle. My academy is going to be non-existent one day. I want to just be a professional pinup hairstylist. I want to just be a personal stylist. I want to work on movie sets. I want to work with celebrities. I want to work on productions, music videos, anything where people need pinup styling, where they need pinup clothing, because I'm always going to have my stack and my stash of thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And plenty of productions need that type of wardrobe. They need people who are familiar with that wardrobe. They need people to buy that wardrobe and to place actors and stars in that wardrobe and, you know, period piece films and things like that. So that is what my goal is for the future. And I really want to continue to be a personal stylist to specific models and manage them, but just not cater to the public as much, which I've been doing. So it's kind of more like, okay, I want to stay on track with that. But at the same time, I'm going to start selling on eBay majorly. It's going to be a big part of what I'm doing, and it's not going to interfere at all with my online work. It's not going to interfere at all with my being a clothing model, because it's, if anything, that's the reason why I'm really able to do it more. I'm going to have more things. I have more things to sell this year than I did before I was being sent all of these things. So, you know, it, like I said, it's just about my focus. I want to keep offering some of the same services, but I'm going to be charging more. And I really just want to focus on working with a couple of key people. You know, to be somebody's personal stylist, I just want it. It doesn't have to be a rich celebrity. I just want it to be somebody who is involved in the pinup industry on a regular basis. And, you know, I'm their numero uno. I'm their number one guy to go to when they need that styling and they want to be connected in that way. But, you know, I really want to stray away from the academy thing and working with so many amateurs and catering to the public. I really want to stray away from that. And I have been. And utilize that time and, you know, just not waste any more time with those type of people, those type of clients, if you will. And take that time and use it to sell. I mean, there's no reason that every single month I can't be making a couple hundred dollars on selling on eBay. It's just, I always run to go do it when I'm like, oh, I've just taken a loss, or oh, next month is going to be really rough financially. I didn't expect for this and that. I always run to go do it. I'm grateful that I can, and I can list stuff and I can sell it and start making money right away, basically. But it's something that I want to do on a regular basis. So that means taking pictures in all of the things that I'm selling if I don't have pictures in them. That means listing them every single day. That means monitoring my eBay every day, writing up shipping labels, packaging everything, and every single week sending off orders. It really isn't that difficult. Like I said, it's just time consuming. It's just like submitting. You got four available sets. They're fabulous. There's six magazines or four magazines you want to submit to. It's not hard to do it. You just have to be organized. You have to be prepared when you begin. That's it. But everything takes time. It's definitely time consuming. It's just not hard. Whereas school, my God, it's been time consuming and it's been difficult at times, but well worth it. So I'm excited, and that's what I really want to do. I started taking a couple of more product shots and some things that I want to sell that I didn't have any pictures in yesterday. I started with one outfit. So every day I'm going to do it, and I don't even have to do my hair and my makeup if I don't want to. I can just stand there and set my timer and take a picture of me wearing the outfit and crop it and just show the outfit. It's really not that hard to do. It's just something that I need to be doing on a regular basis and not when I start to get panicky. You know, and also I just want it to be something that I'm more involved in. I mean, being a clothing model, I'm heavily, and just like being a published model, I'm heavily involved in publication. I'm a columnist. I'm heavily involved in publication. You know, they're all different aspects, and it's the same thing with clothing. I have an abundance of clothing just sitting, and I need the income. I love modeling clothes. I love going through clothes. I love piecing clothes together. I love receiving free clothing and free products. And so I'm just really, really excited. It's almost like something new has occurred this morning, and it really, it's just my perspective, but it's also my plan, my overall plan to just really get really deep into fashion as much as I can and do less of the styling and even less of my academy. So that's my goal. Thanks for listening. Ciao. Oh, I still have, I'm all thinking I'm running out of time here, but anyway, okay, so I have more time, but I want to finish up. It's already 6 a.m. I'm behind, but I'm not. It's part of my day. But yeah, I really want to get involved in it more. There are other companies, believe it or not, that I still want to be a clothing model for, and I'm going after it. My social media numbers have to be higher. That's why cross promotion is great. That's why I have a marketing budget every month that I need the money for. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not going to be pressing returning clients to book shoots. I'm not going to panic when someone I've been working with often is no longer going to be doing shoots and can't afford me. And now I'm taking an unexpected financial loss. I'm no longer going to stress when someone says that they're interested and that they'll book a shoot soon and then they never do. And I waste all of this time following up, giving all this information. I'm no longer going to panic when people book a shoot and then have to cancel and I miss out on the money. It's kind of like, you know, all along I've had this safety net and this security blanket, and I just haven't utilized it all the time. But that's because, like I said, there's a million things that I could be doing and I just don't have enough time. Skill, yes. Knowledge, yes. Do I have the product? Do I have the tools? The experience, yes. But it's like, how many hours are in a day? How much time can I devote to one thing? Because I like to do everything efficiently as much as possible. I mean, there's always going to be times where my house is clean, but I still have to cook. Or I'm cooking, but I still got to pick up the house. Or the house is picked up and I'm cooking, but yet I have online work to do. I mean, or I have laundry to fold. You know, there's always going to be something. And so incorporating something major or incorporating a lot of little things takes more time. And I don't feel like I can be efficient at everything if I continue to put more on my plate. So it's priority, you know, my academy and making money. I need the money. But at the same time, when the money's not there, it's not there. I can't make it be there. And it just was so stressful wasting my time with so many people. And it's like, I just didn't want to do that anymore. And for the majority of this year, I've only been working with a few select people. And I'm blessed because I prayed about that. It was what I wanted. And I got it. And I've been blessed. But again, things are not 100% in business. People lose their job. People get married and their husband decides they don't want the modeling. People get married and have a baby and aren't modeling. People move. People take a financial loss of their own. People go on vacation or take a break from pinup. People can't afford my new rates. People can't afford to do it on a regular basis. It's usually financial, but like I said in my last episode, there are people I've decided not to work with ever again, and for my own reasons, usually breaking the academy rules over and over again, and it just wasn't worth it. So again, when I think about that time, it's like I just need to use it towards selling clothing on eBay and continuing to receive things, take pictures in it. And just to go through, I mean, I don't want to not ever receive anything, but at this point, I could go in my wardrobe room and make 100, 200 minimum with, you know, of course more, but every single month by selling things that are in that room without ever selling anything that is being sent to me in the future. Like, I have so much stuff already sitting that I don't need, that aren't staples and I don't actually, you know, actually quote unquote need for my clients. And for me, after I've modeled something once, that's it. And so I've got so much stuff in there, it's endless. And that's what I want to do. Instead of selling on eBay once a month, you know, posting stuff or running to go do it when I've suddenly take an unexpected financial loss. I want to do it on a regular basis, on a daily basis, just like my podcast. It's better for me to do it on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And I mean, that's how it works on eBay. You know, eventually things will sell and then you'll have nothing. And then you have to start putting things up for bid. And those auctions take another 7 days. And then by the time you get paid, send it off, get the money, it could be, you know, another 7 days or whatever. So it's something that I have to be doing every day. It's something I should be doing every day, every week, just like finding companies to model for, just like getting discounts on clothes, getting things for free and making profit off of them. And it's like, okay, then I can sit back and say, oh, you want to shoot this Saturday? No problem. And I can just be like totally at ease, not stressing about it. And that's what my academy has meant to me. And the only person that has stopped me from making this a part of my normal routine and having that cushion and having that peace of mind financially is me, because I just get so involved in my clients. I used to be so involved in trying to find new clients. And, you know, now that I photograph my models, I have more work because I'm doing the photography part. I'm responsible for the editing, obviously. And then everything else is still there. The setup, the styling, the wardrobe, the advice, the tips, the feedback, submitting them, getting them published, writing articles. I mean, those things are still there. And it's just like, how can I go full force on something unless it's paying me? Well, selling clothes has always paid me. And I believe that it always will. If I sat down and never bought a new thing and nothing, knock on wood, we don't want this, God forbid, was ever sent to me from now on, I have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of wardrobe in that room. And so many of it, more than half of it, can be sold. More than half of it is either brand new or in mint condition or like new, barely worn, gently worn, all the expressions they use online selling. And like I said, it's the time, because it really does take time. It takes time to take the pictures. It takes time to list them. But, you know, how blessed am I to have all the things I have, to have all of these companies sending me stuff, to have my eBay account, to have my PayPal account, to have already been a seller for so long, to have a high rating, and just to be able to do something like that every day. And the only thing that's stopping me is me. And the only thing that's stopping me would be my time, utilizing my time, spreading out my time wisely on things that are definitely going to make me money. Because I can't invest in my social media marketing unless I have the money every month. And it has to be done every month. I can't invest in the tools that I need, you know, or if I want to upgrade a tool or buy new lighting or buy a new backdrop that I know is going to pay off because of my clients that pay me, but I still have to come up with an initial investment. You know, there are things for my career that I need to invest in. I've been so lucky to work for these companies and I haven't bought, but there's still certain things that I want to buy that they're not sending me. So I have to have money, believe me. I have bills. I contribute to our home. And, you know, it, like I said, it's just a matter of focus, perspective, which, you know, my focus and perspective have been the same. It's just now about physically taking my time and scheduling my time every day to be more active in fashion and spend less time worried about my academy. As long as I can fill that void and even surpass it, which I know I can, I just have to spend the time selling. I have to spend the time really, really going full force on fashion. And that's what I'm going to do. I can utilize my education more that way. I feel like I'm being appreciated more by putting outfits together and selling them, or putting outfits together for companies. And I'm really excited about it. So thank you for listening. This is part two of today's podcast episode. This is part two. And I will see you guys online. This is Pin Up Talk with host Diana Prince. Ciao.